Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 4, The Exercise of the Kingdom for the Building Up of the Church. Tuesday, Related Verses. Matthew 16, verses 19 and 23 to 26. Verse 19. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in the heavens, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in the heavens. Verses 23 to 26. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. For what shall a man be profited if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul life? Romans 6, verses 12 and 14. Verse 12. Do not let sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, so that you obey the body's lusts. Verse 14. For sin will not lord it over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Ephesians 6, verses 16 and 17. Besides all these, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God. Related reading. Throughout history, the church has been damaged mainly by the self. Martin Luther once said that although he was afraid of the Pope, he was more afraid of the stronger Pope, the self, within his own heart. Self is the embodiment of the soul, which is expressed through the mind. Thus, the self, the soul, and the mind are three in one. Behind these three is Satan, who manipulates the self in order to damage the church life. We all need to heed this word for ourselves. As Christ is the embodiment of God, so the self is the embodiment of Satan. This is indicated by the fact that the Lord Jesus said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. The Lord was speaking to Peter, yet he called Peter Satan because Satan was embodied in Peter. Where was Satan embodied? Satan was embodied in Peter's soul by occupying his mind. The mind is the leading part of the soul and the representative of the soul. To take over a person's mind is to take over the entire person. In Genesis 3, verses 1 through 6, we see that before Eve took the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil into her body, the thought, the mind of Satan, was injected into her soul. Satan came to Eve with the intention of putting his thought into her mind. Satan did this when he said to her, Did God really say, You shall not eat of any tree of the garden? This was an appeal to Eve's mind. Eve answered Satan, but as soon as she did so, she was hooked in her mind by the bait of Satan's thought. Day after day, Satan tries to do the same thing with us. For instance, in the morning, as you are waking up, a critical thought concerning the church in Los Angeles may suddenly enter your mind. Such a thought is Satan's bait, and the more you pay attention to this bait, the more you will be hooked by Satan. Eventually, you may decide to give up the church life. Through this satanic assault, Eve's mind was attacked. Then her mind was poisoned by the satanic thought which had been injected into her. After this, her emotion was aroused when she saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make oneself wise. Next, her will was exercised to make a decision to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. She took of its fruit and ate. By this time, every part of the soul, the mind, the emotion, and the will had been poisoned. The origin of the self was Satan's injecting his thought into the human mind. Whenever the soul is not dependent on God but is independent of him, the soul immediately becomes the self. This means that whenever we do something by ourselves without depending on God, we are in the self. God created man as a soul to be always dependent on him. Man is a soul, and as a soul, he should depend on God for everything. However, the soul has become the self. The self is simply the soul declaring independence from God. If we have the vision of the self, we will see what the self is, the soul declaring its independence from God. If we see this vision, we will realize that we can no longer be independent of God. Then we will say, I must depend on God all the time. Whatever I do, I must depend on God. Whatever I am, I must depend on God.